Our next item is Ordinance Amendment Chapter 99, Timing of a Public Hearing.
This is an ordinance amendment which revises the subdivision code to address the current practice of the commission to conduct public hearings on subdivision at least twice a month or as needed based on the number of pending applications. The way the ordinance was written, it basically stated that we would review subdivision on the second meeting of the month. And if you remember, that subdivision, those subdivision applications in 05, I think, which we had 100, bumped everybody else that was applying for something else for a change of zone or a conditional use.
That's correct.
So what we did by policy, and this clarifies in the ordinance, was we put them into the same calendar so that equal, everybody was equal, and when they applied, they would proceed with an application. And this clarifies that.
Yeah. It just gets us lined up with what we were doing.
What we're doing anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
When we talk about based on or as needed, right now I know we've been meeting twice a month, but if we only need to meet once a month, is that permitted under this ordinance, or is that
separate? Something we've been looking at because of the state law and the introduction.
That's a state.
The creation of the zoning jurisdiction.
And I'm not totally sure. We've got to look at some more. I haven't been able to find specific clarity that we got to meet twice per month. But I also think at the same time it's probably good policy just to kind of keep things rolling so we don't tie people up.
I think that would be my concern, is if we met only once a month, somebody would end up having to wait a full cycle for something. At least you can get on.
Well, the way things are going now, it could be similar to what we had this evening, or it could be a substantial number of applications and a major number of site plans and small minor subdivision, that type of thing. It could be twice a month. Mm-hmm. We're not complaining about that. We're just trying to establish that we don't have subdivision just on the second meeting of the month.
Correct. Yeah. Got it. Anyone else? Any other questions?
Is that the second meeting of the month or the second meeting after the application is filed?
But the way it used to be, it just said, the public hearing on a preliminary plat shall be conducted at the second regular meeting of the commission. I never even really said what that term was, So
in 05, we had 100 applications, and we were multiple meetings before we got a change of zone or a conditional use, because the subdivision came first, and they came after the change of zone or the condition.
What would happen is application for subdivision would come in and it would bump somebody who'd been in line for months,
And we were limited on the number of applications we could take per meeting, so it was a substantial amount of time. That's why we ended up at 22 months.
This just changes the ordinance to reflect what we've been doing. So. Anyone else? Is there anyone here with an interest in Ordinance Amendment Chapter 99, Timing of a Public Hearing? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close public hearing. We will refer back to it shortly. Our next public hearing is Ordinance Amendment Chapter 99, Delete a Typographical Error. Okay.
This is an ordinance amendment. Deletes an error in the subdivision code containing a requirement that is stated and required in its entirety to a more appropriate section of the code. There's a section in the ordinance, basically it's in there twice. And this would puts it in a more appropriate, leaves it in a more appropriate location.
Remember, we're doing the easy ones first.
I get it.
Yeah. Get through these,
That's right. Anyone else have any questions? Is there anyone here with an interest in Ordinance Amendment Chapter 99, Delete a Typographical Error? Mr. Hutt, would you like to expound on the efficacy of deleting a typographical error, or do you believe it's just self-evident?
I'll go with self-evident.
All right, then. Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll refer back to it shortly. Very shortly, in fact, because that completes our public hearings for the evening. Referring back to our first public hearing, conditional use number 1931, Christ and Brian Zook.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU 1931 for Christ and Brian Zook for a custom woodworking shop based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The applicants have been in the woodworking business for 38 years, and they desire to relocate to their own property. The use will not have any adverse impact on neighboring properties, roadways, or the community. DelDOT has not objected to the application. The applicants testified that they've talked to their neighbors and nobody objected to the proposed use. No parties appeared in opposition to the application. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a woodworking shop. B, any dumpsters on the property shall be screened from view of neighboring properties or roadways. C, the hours of operation shall be between 8 and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. One lighted sign not to exceed 35 square feet that feet shall be permitted. And lastly, the final site plan listed or depicting these conditions shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1931, Chris and Brian Zook, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those.
Question. If I can.
Go ahead.
To make that 32 square feet.
32 square feet. Change the motion from 35 to 32.
Okay.
Second.
And a second. Okay. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1931, Chris and Brian Zook, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was changed.
If I could just real quick, just before the gentleman leave, since you probably haven't been to planning and zoning before, this is the first step in it. You have one more hearing in front of county council, which Mr. Lang can tell you real quick when that is.
June 26th.
This commission makes a recommendation to county council and they have the final say. So be sure to be here on the 26th. Okay.
To 1:30 in the afternoon on Tuesday.
Yeah. You're welcome. Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Well, that's quite right. Quite right. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1717, William N. Hine.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1717 for William Hine for a change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is in a developing district under the county comprehensive plan. Two, the property is surrounded on all but one side by commercially zoned properties and uses. Three, several property owners in the immediate vicinity have provided letters in support of the proposed rezoning. Four, the proposed rezoning is appropriate for the area and it will not adversely affect area roadways, neighboring properties, or the community. Five, the applicant has stated that if this rezoning is approved, property it currently occupies on Route 24 will be returned to residential use. No parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning. And seven, the proposed rezoning satisfies the goals of the CR1 district as stated in the county zoning code.
Second. So moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1717, William N. Hine, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Lank, let the record show that the motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Wheatley abstaining.
Yes, sir.
Our next public hearing was Ordinance Amendment Chapter 99, Typical Road Sections for Subdivision.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of the ordinance amendment to Chapter 99, being the typical road sections for subdivisions.
Second.
To move and seconded to recommend approval of Ordinance Amendment Chapter 99, Typical Road Sections for Subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was Ordinance Amendment Chapter 99, Definition of Property Owner.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of Ordinance Amendment to Chapter 99, being the definition of property owner.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of Ordinance Amendment Chapter 99, Definition of Property Owner. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing is ordinance amendment, chapter 99, timing of a public hearing.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of the ordinance amendment to chapter 99 concerning the timing of a public hearing.
Second that.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of ordinance amendment chapter 99, timing of a public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was ordinance amendment chapter 99, delete a typographical error.
And Mr. Chairman, not to be accused of rubber stamping ordinances, but I move that we recommend approval of ordinance amendment to chapter 99, delete a typographical error.
Second.
You're quite a mover this evening.
That's why I want to clarify. I'm not rubber stamping it.
Are you a shaker as well, or just a mover?
Well, I'm just not on the board.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of ordinance amendment chapter 99, delete a typographical error. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lank, do you have anything else for good of the order?
I have a question. It's been quite a while. Several months ago, we discussed having a workshop meeting on sidewalks. Anything else we can think of, I guess. And we were hoping to get Mike Izzo, county engineer, and Mike Brady or his staff, someone from his staff, present in the conversation so we can they can show us how they look at sidewalks. And we haven't really set a date. And I didn't know if it would be more appropriate to pull, if we could do it during the day, on a weekday, to be able to pull in their expertise from staff and they wouldn't interfere with their work schedule, if that's possible.
Sure.
Sometime in the future.
Just a special meeting, you mean? Or?
Yeah, it'll be a special meeting.
Sure.
It's sort of a two-pronged thing. One is if we can figure out some standard means of determining who gets sidewalks, that's one thing. Right. And then the other thing is with engineering, we need to figure out, and it would result probably in amendment to the code, clarification on whether sidewalks are an amenity or whether they're part of a road right-of-way. The significance of that is amenity comes under planning and zoning's purview, right-of-way comes under county engineering and all the bonding and inspections and things like that. So it would be good, since we're talking about them, to get everybody involved in one place.
Yeah, I think we really should do it in the day because you're going to have at least two staff people involved, and it sounds like you could have more.
And our intern that's working.
Yeah. Well, it'll be two from here and at least two from engineering. And,
Let's do it during the day.
Gentlemen, Mike's upstairs. Mike Brady's out the other building.
Okay.
So we get a chance to pull them in.
Okay.
Pull everybody by email or something.
We could do it, pull with you by email. We set some dates. Okay. Is there a preference to a day?
Wednesday's better for me than just about any other day. Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, Tuesday, and Thursday is usually
Wednesday afternoon. When we met our special meeting, we were meeting at what time, 3?
Yeah, it was 3, yeah.
Is that good? That way we could probably do it in an hour and a half, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday?
3 works, yeah. 3 works good.
What I'll have to do is contact them and get a date. Is that okay with everybody?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry,
just don't do it next Wednesday. I have a coastal
zone. It'll be another couple weeks. At least.
Sorry. Nobody told me I had that job to do.
Yeah, we talked to Mike.
Chair recognizes Councilman Wilson. How are you this evening, sir? Would you like to address the commission as long as you're here?
You want to come before the commission under additional business as you do at council?
Go.
We could turn this thing off. Probably be better.
Actually, we're still in session.
session.
Would you like us to
adjourn for a moment?
Yeah, we can.
Recess? How about recess?
And we adjourn.
We can adjourn. Actually, we have one other item we want
to. I really don't have nothing to say. I just stopped by. Actually, our room was administered and we went to a bowl game today, so. And I happened to be left out here with a ride, so stopped and said hello.
Need a lift home. Like a ride home?
And I thought that I would. So I called my taxi and I say she did ride now, so. So I thought I'd come back and tell you why I was stuck in here, but you all do a fine job.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
I don't have no trouble recommending any of you for this
good
job. So.
All righty.
I can't tell once in a while if I'm putting the wrong person on, they tell me.
Yeah, you know what?
Especially this guy here.
That's right. He can be trouble.
Just remember, neither are on.
He can be trouble.
That's why he pointed, didn't say the person.
That's right. That's why we don't have a camera, so we're not sure who that was.
We had one.
To protect the guilty.
That's right.
Councilman Wilson, we had one commissioner who said, this is what happens when you don't pray before meetings.
You all going to start praying before meetings now? Well, try to keep it. Don't try to let the public know, especially that Lutheran preacher down here.
This is on the World Wide Web, so.
We're still live, Mr. Wilson.
Maybe we should adjourn.
We're still live.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're being outcasted, right? Okay, enough said.
All right, sir. Good to see you. Thanks for coming by.
Good to see you, and I just stopped by to say hello. And didn't mean to.
Thank you.
Cause you work overtime.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah, really. Sure, buddy. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Especially this guy down here.
Yeah. That's right. We're paying him by the hour.
By the hour.
By the hour, there. Mr. Burton.
I'm getting ripped off. Yeah, deal tonight, though.
As far as I didn't invite you personally, I did say something to Mike and Rock Martin didn't. I've got a, if you would like to, Cindy Green's putting on a little thing for me Saturday night at her house at 7 o'clock. 6:30, 7 o'clock. We're gonna have a full meal. I understand she is. I ain't got nothing to do with that part, but I understand. So if you come hungry, I think you'll get fed. On the Milford and I can wait to speak. Milford and Charlotte. Who did? And by the way,
very good.
By the way, Mama doesn't do that.
Hey, see you, Sam.
Thanks. Yeah, see you.
That's right. Yeah. Trying to keep you out of trouble.
Okay, Mr. Burton has something interesting he wants to share with us, and an idea that I think is a pretty good one. So go ahead, sir.
I attended the Lewis workshop for, I guess it was planning. It was put on by the University of Delaware. Ed Lewandowski did it, and it was what it really brought to me was is that the University of Delaware, forget planning in general, has put a software program together that we didn't get to see because there was too many people in there, but they talked about that they would come to, they would present here, or they'd present to any group of individuals, and it's a software program that essentially you can plug in what would be the effects of development or anything on the roadways, the tax structures, the school structures. And it was really well done. It was they have spent 7 years on developing this software. And they'll just allow you to say, well, what if this goes here? What would be the effects? And I think it's something we ought to look at and let them come and present it. And it was a really good meeting. They did it again in Rehoboth, I think. Last week or something.
It's an item of information. It isn't anything for us to adopt, not adopt, or anything. It's just education.
They did the presentation before the Sussex County Association Towns last month in Bethany Beach. It was quick. I mean, they had it set up before we got there, and they left it up, and people discussed it after the meeting, and they showed them how it worked. And they take 100-acre blocks all over Sussex County, and they can... rather than cut and paste little stickies and stuff like that, trying to work it, they do it with a computer. So it's quick, pretty quick.
Well, I guess the question is, do you think it would be would this be an appropriate venue for something like that? I'd like to see it, but if just to see it.
How long did it take, the presentation, Lawrence?
It doesn't take very long.
Yeah, it's...
No, it really doesn't.
We do it at the end of a meeting sometime?
I was wondering, if we did the sidewalks, could we squeeze it in the
If it's only the sidewalks you're going to talk about, you could.
Yeah. Well, and Rick Katz was involved in that project as well. I know he was, after he retired from here, he was a consultant with University of Delaware on developing that program.
Yeah, he and... I think of her name. It was Miss Basin. I can't remember her first name.
Carol.
Yeah. They were both involved when they were setting it up. And then Rick's wife got a job somewhere in Western Maryland or somewhere, and he went on to wherever that is with her. And so he left the university. He was with the university a year or so after he left us. He retired from here and took probably 3 or 4 or 5 months off, and then showed up at a, I can't remember what they call that thing. It's a funny name they call it.
Charette?
No, I mean what they call their program.
Oh, I don't know.
I walked to a meeting and they were there, and he was sitting there, and I thought, what are you doing here? He surprised me that he was there. I had no idea. I thought he was still retired. But anyway, he worked on that with Aunt for a year or so. It's a pretty neat program. You can take a computer type pencil that you can use and just draw lines, and it'll move it around and show you what's possible.
Well,
it's pretty interesting.
See if we can line them up for a little demo for us, maybe.
Well, I can contact the university and see if they would be available for that same Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
For maybe an hour. Probably all you would need.
Whatever.
A whole lot of people involved, just them. If we're going to join it for you, not for the public.
Yeah, it would be a public.
If you just done it for us, I would hope it wouldn't take an hour, but.
It's educational.
30 minutes, I think, would probably be enough.
Educational for the commission and staff, too.
Yeah, anyone who wants to come. And if they
want to see if I can work it out the same date, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could squeeze it all in one meeting.
Yeah. All right, anybody else have anything for good of the order?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Monday morning, I'm leaving for Florida, and I may not be back.
Ever?
I might stay down there. Probably too daggone hot, but I probably will not be here for the next meeting.
I tell you, get reappointed and take off just like that.
Yeah,
I
mean,
you're going to miss that dinner, too.
One of the reasons that you were reappointed was that you have good attendance.
Oh, well, that's right. The question wasn't raised about my attendance.
I heard that.
That's right. That's why they slipped me in, because they said, at least I show up.
There's a ringing endorsement.
That's going to be the epitaph on your tombstone. At least I showed up.
Gentlemen, we're still online.
Stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing. Are we off?
Not yet. Hold on.